is a privilege to give unto your works. And so we ask for blessing upon that which we have given. We ask for abundant blessings and returns in the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, that you will heal all our finances. I know many people give out of pain, not really convenience, but we give sacrificially. Let the hand of God heal every financial trouble in the name of Jesus. Let there be total transformation. And out of abundance we will serve the Lord. And so shall we be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Okay, the next thing quickly now is I'm calling these two ministers of God who are going to be making a presentation, and national chairman also is here, Bishop Darlingston, is going to be receiving the presentation on behalf of the SLPN. So let me invite Pastor Lano and Pastor Timmy to make their presentation. And Bishop Darlingston, you come and receive on behalf of this.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm here. My name is Pastor Timmy, the Vice President of African Ministers Fellowship. I'm here to congratulate ASLPN on the occasion of this solemn assembly 2018. And I read, on behalf of the leadership and the entire members of African Ministers Fellowship, USA, we wish to congratulate the leadership of ASLPN on the occasion of Solemn Assembly 2018. We also use this opportunity to acknowledge, appreciate, and congratulate all the people, churches, and ministers across the nation that are in collaboration with ASLPN for the primary purpose of praying for the nation of America and the world at large. These are challenging times. These are trying times for all and sundry, including families, corporations, the government, ministries, churches, the nation of America, and the entire world. Human dogma and strategies have failed and will continue to fail humanity. The last and the only hope for change of God through the power of prayer. It is noteworthy that ASLPN is among the mainstream prayer network in America that has taken it upon ourselves to seek the face of the Lord for the peace and the progress of our nation. Amazing testimonies abound about people whose lives have been positively impacted through your act of diligence and dedication to prayer, as well as the strategic leadership style exemplified by the leadership. Your labor and sacrifices shall surely be rewarded. As a partner with ASLPN, African Ministers Fellowship, AMF, we'd like to reassure you of our commitment and collaboration in praying for America for as long as the focus on prayer remains unchanged. To this end, we hereby support the year's solemn assembly with an offering of $1,500. Once again, congratulations. On behalf of the Chairman Board of Trustees, Pastor Michael A. Dada, the President, Pastor Dr. Shegun Moses Lana, and the Secretary, Reverend Dr. Johnson Onatui. God bless you all. And I would hand over the mic to the President, Dr. Shegun Lana. God bless you.
I just want to invite the chairman of ASLPN. Once again, we want to come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. The ministry of intercession and praying for the land is not an exciting work, it's a burden. and we want to thank God that has raised these horns, you know, for the Lancer. We commend what you guys are doing. We celebrate your effort. We celebrate your commitment to prayer and to the work of the ministry. So once again, on behalf of African Ministers Fellowship, we want to say this is our token. It's a pledge that we have that we're a partner on this journey, and we would like to be engaged, you know, as we go on from here, and we will be right behind you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for what you're doing.
And on behalf of the board of the ESLPN, on behalf of our founder and visionary, Pastor Michael Obi, on behalf of all of the chapters and the members who are faithfully gathering to pray, we want to say thank you to the African Ministers Fellowship for identifying with ESLPN. Not only with words, but in a tangible way, we thank you for the contribution you've made financially to this vision. And of course, your chairman is in fact one of the key leaders that are at work to make this ESLP envision a reality. So thank you, Pastor Dana, as well. God bless you. Amen.
Session. We have actually entered into it briefly as the Holy Ghost took over earlier, and this is the session of the prayer for healing for the nation and for our churches. So we have the list of pastors to be part of this prayer at this hour. So as I mentioned, the names, they're going to come out together, and so they will just take the prayer one after the other. So I have here Pastor Hansi, founder of David's Tent, Washington, D.C. Pastor John Peters, Hope International Mission, Illinois. Pastor Abraham John, founder of Maximum Impact Ministry. They're going to come out after that order. And this morning, one of our bishops was supposed to be part of the morning prayer, but he just came, so he will be joining this. And that is Bishop Victor McGovern. So I'm asking you to start coming out now as we go into this prayer.
Just lift our hands. How many of you already believe that Jesus already touched you? Jesus Christ is my Lord. Just say this after me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. It's one thing to receive him as our Savior, but it's totally different to receive him as our Lord. How many of you been to a doctor's office to do a blood test ever in your life? You are praying for healing and consecration. You are going to do a blood test, spiritual blood test. You are going to ask the Holy Spirit to take a sample of our blood. says that anything that is not in alignment with the blood of Jesus, every curse and sickness came because of Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we are going to renounce every consequences came upon our life when Adam partook the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we are going to partake from the tree of life today. Amen. Say this after me. Father, cleanse me. Cleanse my blood. If there is anything that is not in alignment with the blood of Jesus, cleanse my blood. Since Adam, I renounce every consequences that came upon my life by partaking from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I renounce it in Jesus' name. Now I come to partake from the tree of life, that is Jesus Christ, that's been healing and restoration for my life and my generations. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Father, we pray for fatherlessness in this country. Lord Jesus, when you preached, you said, look at the birds, the lilies. The Gentiles, they seek what they are going to wear, what they are going to eat. But you are not like them. You have a Father in heaven. Lord, heal the father wounds in our life. Heal the orphan spirit in our hearts, in our life. Sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel neglected. Sometimes we feel forgotten. Not because you've forgotten us, but because of the orphan heart that we inherited from Adam. We renounce the spirit of orphan. And we receive the spirit of adoption as sons. We receive the spirit of sonship. We renounce the spirit of bondage. We renounce the spirit of orphan heartedness, Father. We receive the spirit of sonship. Because the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Father, we thank you for touching the heart of this nation. Lord, our streets, our families, our children, feeling without their fathers in their homes, without the presence of a real father, a physical father, a natural father. We thank you for healing our children. Many children are growing in wounded and single families, Father. And we pray for healing in their hearts. We pray for the mothers, Father, who is fathering their children. Mothers fathering, that's not a mistake I said, but that's what's happening in many homes in our country. Lord, mothers who are forced to father and mother their children, I thank you for restoring families in the United States of America. We thank you, Father, for restoring the foundation of families and healing homes, Father, marriages, hearts of the father to the hearts of the children, the hearts of the children to the hearts of their fathers. We declare reconciliation in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father, please don't struck the earth with a curse, just like you said in Malachi 4:6. We stand in the gap for fathers. How many of you fathers here, please stand up. Mothers, sit down. Fathers, stand up. We are going to ask God to forgive us. I am a father. I know the mistakes that I've made, that I need to ask forgiveness to my three children. Then I brought up 30 children in India in our orphanage. I fathered them and spiritual children in the ministry. Put put our hands in our hearts, please, and ask God, Lord, forgive us for neglecting the responsibility of a father to a nation, not just to a family, not just to a children, but to father a nation, to father a city, to father a town. We thank you for forgiving us. We ask you to forgive us, Father, for the things that we couldn't fulfill for our children, the needs, the emotional needs we couldn't meet. Lord, the things that we should have been there, the places and times we should have been there, we couldn't. We ask you to forgive us. We confess our sin before you this afternoon. We ask you to forgive us, restore us, and reconcile our hearts to our children, and our children's heart to us as our fathers. And we stand on behalf of this nation, and we stand in the gap for the United States of America. I thank you for healing fathers and their children and their sons and daughters and bringing them back together. And we thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And everybody said,
the Lord of so long, he will have it in heart in this place. Heaven, come on, just pray that God would heal you. Hallelujah. Such a health and spirit in the church. We have spiritual atmosphere where fatherlessness is there. Come on, let's just pray. Come on, begin to pray that God would bring healing to generations. Come on, church. Hallelujah. There are many, many, many spiritual sons and daughters who are like orphans without a spiritual father covering. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, let me hear you pray. Come on, look at the voices. Hallelujah. Everywhere, come on, begin to pray that God would heal a generation that is fatherless, a generation that has been criticized, a generation that has been judged, a generation that has been looked down. Even we need to pray that the fathers will release, hallelujah, the children to a greater destiny. Come on, somebody's got to lift up their voice and begin to pray right now. Hallelujah. Oh, no, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, heal this generation. Shukala la 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 Because this is a major problem. Because the churches are filled with a lack of a generation. There is a generational gap. Come on, we need to heal our nation. The churches and places will be filled with the next generation. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, fathers, begin to cry. Mothers, begin to cry. Ministers, leaders, begin to cry. That God would heal our heart as leaders. That we will set aside and release the next generation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Join hands with somebody next to you. Standing with you. Just join hands. We're going to pray for the next generation of America. They've been given over to drugs. They've been given over to all kinds of addictions. Crime. People of God, it is church's responsibility. Can you lift those joined hands up to heaven and knock the heavens door? Come on. Let's knock the heavens door for the next generation. Come on. Come on. Pray, pray, pray that God will open the heavens today. That God will open the heavens today. Oh, open up the heavens, God. Oh, let it rain. Let it rain on this generation. Let it rain on this generation. Let it rain on this generation. Come on. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. Oh, let it rain. Rain. Oh, break every addiction, God. Break every crime, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, heal this generation. Raise up an army, oh God. Oh, raise up an army, oh God, who will march through this land. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, Rikama Baraba Rashika. Oh, Lekaraba Rashika. Rikaraba Rashika. Oh, yes, yes, pray. Yes, over this generation. Heal this generation, God. Yes, let it fall on this generation.
So I was bringing my iPad to the podium, and then I thought of an article I read just a few days ago that said pretty soon, if we're not careful, the Bible may soon be a dinosaur. In other words, nowadays people bring their phones and their iPads and stuff to church, forgetting to bring the actual text of the Bible. And so I was about to bring my iPad, and I remembered that, and I said to myself, go get your Bible. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Go get your Bible. Tell your neighbor to go get your Bible. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about right now, but bring your Bible to church. Amen, somebody. Now listen to me. I'm not going to stand in front of you long, but we are going to pray on three fronts. We are going to pray on what? On three levels, three fronts. Number one, we're going to pray this prayer prospectively. Number two, we're going to pray authoritatively. And number three, we're going to pray declaratively. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to, number one, pray prospectively. And then we're going to pray declaratively. And we're going to pray authoritatively. Because at the end of the day, what we want is result. Am I talking to somebody? So prospective praying is praying as though you know that your God answers prayer. In other words, we are not here to guesswork. We are not practitioners. Maybe medical doctors are practitioners, but we aren't. We know the God we serve. Am I talking to somebody? Now let me don't hold you too long. The Bible says, and I'm going back to the text that was given to me. In the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter, the Bible says, "Oh, that you, O Lord, will rend the heavens, and that you will come down, that the mountains might quake." Now, that rattled me a little bit. That rattled me a little bit because, see, last time I went to check the Bible says even the windows of heaven. So the heaven has windows. And last time I checked as well, in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that there were the gates of heaven. So how came about that God is going to rent the heavens? That sounds like warfare to me. That means God seen the door. He seen the window. But you know, it was such an urgent matter that he said, you know what? I'm going to rent the heavens. I might come to somebody. I'm going to do what? I'm going to break open some part of the heaven and I'm going to come down. I might come to somebody. Now that sounds like warfare to me. I might come to somebody. Now I want you to pray this prayer after me. My Lord and my God, on behalf of this nation, on behalf of my family, on behalf of myself, Lord, rent the heavens and come down urgently, God, and answer us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Come on, somebody begin to clap and pray. Pray declaratively. Let me hear somebody praying in this picture. Can I hear somebody praying? 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 Somebody pray, somebody pray. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Pray on behalf of this generation. Let me hear you praying. Let me hear you praying. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen to me. I know from where that you know that prayer is kingdom technology. What did I say? In the kingdom, you will never, your life will never rise above your prayer life. No BBTB, nobody's hearing me, so let me just keep moving. Next prayer point and I'm done out of here. Matthew the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. Hear what it says. And when Jesus arrived at the other side of the country of the Gadarenes, two men under the control of demons. Two men teleguided by demons. Controlled, remote controlled by demons. When Jesus himself arrived, hear what it says. control of demons went to meet him. They were unscrupulous guys, man. They went to meet him. And the Bible says, coming out of the tombs, what's the description of these two guys? They were so fierce and savage that no one was able to pass that way. In other words, there are demons that the enemy has placed as a barricade to prevent you from obtaining your next level of destiny. Matobia Kabusa. Am I talking to somebody? The barricade demons, they stand in the way to prevent your destiny. Come on, somebody say, Abba. You know what? It's a Nigerian word I've added to my vocabulary. That's the word Abi. Amen, somebody. Remember, along the same line, 1 Chronicles chapter number 11. What happened? David, in verse number 16 to 19, wanted to drink water from Jerusalem. But guess what was preventing him? The garrison of the Philistines. So wherever you want to get to your next level, please, it's because there are garrison demons prepared along the way to stop the next level. Somebody lift up your hand. Say, not today. Not at this solemn assembly. Not in this place. Not in this place. Not right now. Come on, somebody, begin to pray for your next level right now. Begin to pray for your next level. Makati no katariaba.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Say a good amen. You see,